Ernie Pyle Library, Celebration of a Life. Ernie Pyle was a simple Indiana kid who liked to write and travel and found both as a World War II correspondent for Scripps Howard newspapers. He purchased a house in Albuquerque in the 1940s and lived in it with his wife and dog Cheetah till he was killed in the war he reported on. In his memory, his house has been turned into a national landmark, and once a year there's a celebration of his life and achievements. The house is a simple wood-framed, pitched-roof bungalow with shade trees around it. When Ernie moved into it, Albuquerque was a sleepy little town, and he would have been on the edge of town with an unobstructed view of spectacular New Mexico sunsets. Now the neighborhood is aging and close to the University of New Mexico, where he would have taught journalism if he had survived the war that wouldn't let him escape. The celebration of his life is low-key like he was, and on a table in the library, where he used to read books by the fireplace, are personal letters to him from presidents of the United States, military medals, and commendations for his war reporting. His prose is simple yet strong as the home he built for himself. The Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist was killed by a sniper's bullet in the Pacific, and he died as many of the soldiers he lovingly and respectively wrote about that showed folks back home what their loved ones were enduring. It's good to have a day to remember, if only once a year, those who have given so much. Forgetting is all too easy, but the wars just keep on coming.